Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast with your host, Mike Royer.
Hello again, everyone. This is Mike Royer welcoming you to another edition of Health Matters, seen it's entirely on WVUA23's website and on the website of University Medical Center. You see these segments on our newscast on WVUA23, and we hope you find the podcast as well from University Medical Center. The Dean of the Medical Center, Dr. Richard Friend, a regular guest for us, and we appreciate his expertise and his time that he gives to us. Dr. Friend, good to see you again, sir.
Good to see you.
It's been a while back, but we did an entire segment about what a hospitalist is, and it was very enlightening. I don't think I'd even heard of that, but now through University Medical Center and DCH here in Tuscaloosa, you can tell us today about the Capstone Hospitalist Group. Tell us what the genesis of that was. Why did you need to get this going?
We've had a long history with DCH Health System, and we had a very small hospitalist group in the past. Actually, it was started by Dr. Bob Shepard that you've spoken with before in 2002. And over time, that specialty has grown, hospital medicine as a specialty. And those doctors are referred to as hospitalists. And those doctors are typically board certified in internal medicine or family medicine. And it's the fastest growing medical specialty in the United States now.
What do you know? I had not heard that at all. So the doctor that you used to go see in his office, and oh, we're going to have to hospitalize you, and then that doctor comes to see you every day and makes his rounds, that's kind of being replaced by the hospitalist, or not kind of being, it is being replaced by that.
It is. There are still some physicians that are able to do both an office practice and a hospitalist practice, but that is becoming more and more difficult to do. And there's, as we've discussed, there's so much regulation in medicine. There's so many changes that happen quickly. And the reimbursement models are changing very quickly too, which has really necessitated much more efficiency in the hospital so that hospitals can remain viable.
Now, as an old grouchy guy, I would think, now, wait a minute, I went to see my doctor. Now I'm seeing someone else in the hospital. But I understand so far patients are very receptive to this. And that hospitalist, during their stay, becomes that familiar face that they're comfortable with, and they know what they're doing. Besides medicine, they know how to make patients feel comfortable.
That's right. I think one of the things that makes our hospitalist group unique is that we work very hard to keep the primary providers that send their patients to the hospital informed. Mm-hmm. So we make sure they have discharge summaries, we make sure we have phone calls with them, we make sure we have appropriate transitions of care. We work very hard on patient satisfaction and making sure that we're meeting the needs of patients and families. And we work very hard on length of stay. The longer you're in the hospital, the worse it is for everybody, the worse it is for you and your family, the worse it is for the system. And it's just not efficient to leave patients in hospitals now because there's such a cost to that.
Yes.
And most of the times that they can be safely discharged to another setting.
So not only the cost of a hospital stay away from your family is a factor, laying in bed most of the time, I assume, is a factor. The sooner you can get a patient taking care of themselves and recovering at home or even in a recovery facility, the better, almost entirely for all patients.
That's right. We know that health outcomes just aren't as good each day that you stay in the hospital. So that's a fact, and we want to work hard to maximize your health, and we want the key is really to do it safely. We never want to send somebody home too soon or to another setting too soon. So we work really hard with our hospital partner, the DCH Health System, both at the regional campus here in Tuscaloosa and in Northport. We work with case management and pharmacy and nursing, as well as our doctors, to do daily rounds and plan from the moment you get in the hospital about what the steps are going to be needed in your care and when we may be able to safely transition you back to an appropriate setting.
You said this is a fast-growing part of medicine. We sometimes may not think that doctors, men and women who are physicians, have lives too. They have families. They have Little League games to go to, things to go to. Is it the regular schedule that's part of the attraction to this part of medicine? Or do some doctors just like being in a hospital setting? What are some of the factors you
think?
Well,
I think it's a combination of both. But we know the model of the doctor, like I used to do, which mm-hmm. is getting up early, making rounds on your patients, going to the office, coming back to the hospital. It's just not sustainable in today's world. And so this model really is adapting to just not only the needs of the patients, but the needs of the physicians. These physicians typically work 7 days in a row for 10 to 12 hour shifts, and then they have a week off. And so that allows our physicians to be fresh. Yep. It allows the patients to get what they need, and it also allows the physicians to have a better quality of life, really sustain their well-being and avoid burnout, which we've seen through COVID, really can have a detrimental factor on the workforce.
I think we talked about that during COVID, that sometimes physicians, staff, nurses, others were getting worn down, and so patient care is your top priority, but the care of your doctors and the well-being of your doctors has to be important too, or you're gonna lose them anyway, right?
And we're seeing that throughout medicine. We're seeing certain specialties where all the folks that were gonna retire in 10 years just went ahead and retired. And so there's a real shortage in fields like anesthesia and other fields where there's just not enough providers anymore.
Is the Capstone Hospitalist Group focused on DCH here in Tuscaloosa?
So we are the exclusive provider for hospital medicine for both the regional campus in Tuscaloosa mm-hmm. and the Northport campus.
Very good. And this is something we're going to see more and more going forward, you believe. Fast growing now, no reason it won't continue that way.
I do, and I think there's many factors, but the reimbursement model in medicine, not just for the doctors, but yeah. for the hospitals, are changing quickly, and we're really in a value-based world where you get paid if your outcomes are acceptable and you don't get paid if they're not. And the key drivers of that are patient satisfaction, 30-day readmit rate to the hospital, length of stay, and then your outcomes in the hospital. Do your patients have complications that could otherwise be avoided? And those are the things that we're all graded on by the payers like sure. Medicare and sure. Medicaid and Blue Cross. So, and they really are better for the patients and better for the system.
Let's end on this. In 2022, getting information to the physician, the hospitalist, the patient's family used to require hours of paperwork. I'm assuming electronic equipment today in the digital world we live in, that information is shared almost instantly in a much shorter period of time.
It certainly does help. We yeah. still have fax machines, which some people prefer, okay. but certainly there's still issues. Some doctors don't have the same system as the hospital has,
yeah. Yeah.
Or the same system that UMC has. And so we work real hard with the physician practices here in town to figure out how they like their information delivered. And we try to deliver to them in that fashion. Some want a phone call, some want a fax, some want an email.
Yeah.
And then, of course, with all the privacy regulations, we have to be careful with patient information as well. So it's a challenge, but we work very hard at it, and we want to see the community and the hospital system benefit from it.
The Capstone Hospitalist Group, another effort by UMC to provide better, more efficient health care to the population. Dr. Richard Friend, information that was interesting and fascinating today. Thanks for sharing with us.
Thanks for allowing me to be here.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.